Emily is in Lakewood. Going to play this round of Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's feel good favorites. Hey, Emily, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
We are doing very well. It's brought to you by Apex Skin. So you're going to play the game. Whenever you're ready, go ahead and ask Jen to leave the room.
All right, Jen, can you please leave the room?
I'm leaving the room.
Do it again.
Come on.
Do it again.
Can you please leave the room?
It's not as good
Not
now.
You, Jen. Yeah,
I was going to say, yes, it is, Tim. Yes, it is. But you know you ruined it.
Oh.
I'm sad. Emily, good luck. I'm leaving the room. That wasn't directed at you, Emily. Stop spraying it down!
I'm just getting mad at you. Oh, boy.
How many times do you think he hears that a day? See, she loves that. She's yelling at me rolling out the door. I know where it comes up. I was trying to turn it down. That's all. I'm going to hear about this when I get back in, Emily. Come on. Isn't that the... All right. Enough of that. Here we go. Oh, no, Stevie.
Oh, this Stevie. Makes her worse. Yeah.
All right. First of five questions. And obviously, just give this the answer before you hear that buzzer. There's a timer involved, as you know. So let's get to question number one. Despite the rumors, Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce reportedly have no plans to release a wedding film or a documentary. I mean, there were professional photographers, there were professional videographers. They were there, but it's not confirmed on how that footage or if that footage is going to be used. Which venue did they get married?
Madison Square Garden.
Question number two. The Jonas Brothers have announced the Burning Up tour all over again. It's a two-night event. Speaking of Madison Square Garden, that's where it's going to take place in August. It celebrates the band's beloved 2008 Burning Up tour. General public tickets go on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. Now, the Jonas Brothers are set to star in which film that's going to drop on Disney Plus this August?
Camp Rock.
All right. We'll go with question number three. Country star, or country really superstar, Garth Brooks has announced a new arena tour. The Blame It All on My Roots tour kicks off August 21st and 22nd in Indianapolis. There's going to be more tour dates that are expected, and it's going to be announced soon. Which Garth Brooks song starts with the lyrics, Blame It All on My Roots?
I got... Friends in Low Places.
All right. Question number four. Mariska Hargitay has been announced as the host for the 78th Emmy Awards, becoming the first woman to MC television's biggest night in 15 years. The last woman to host was which comedian whose breakout role was playing Sue Sylvester in which comedy musical series?
That was Jane Lynch in Glee.
Nice job. Question number five. Margaret Qualley skipped Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce's wedding while her husband, Jack Antonoff, attended, sparking online breakup rumors. Now, neither of them have addressed what's going on, if anything is going on. Jack Antonoff was in which band from 2008 to 2015?
Oh. I don't remember. 21 Pilots.
Okay, let's go with 21 Pilots. Absolutely. All right, so you've answered the five questions. We're going to see how you did, and then Jen will be back in the room in 4 minutes to answer those same five questions. Let's continue this round of Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It is brought to you all month long by Apex Skin. So Emily of Lakewood is this hour's contestant. How did Emily do?
Emily got four.
Ooh!
Good job.
That
wow.
Was what?
Wow.
Four or five.
Wow, you're excited, Tim.
Four or five.
You really? I need a longer review. No, don't do that.
Okay. We get to go. It's like this toy at Christmas you got that you just smash for about a week.
Yep.
And then maybe you forget about it.
Would hope.
Yeah. Let's go with question number one.
No. Stop that.
He was playing that on your way out. I don't know if you noticed.
Question number one. Despite rumors, Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce reportedly have no plans to release a wedding film or documentary. I mean, there are professional photographers there. Obviously, videographers were there. But it's not confirmed on exactly how they're going to use the footage or if they're going to use the footage in the future. Which venue did they get married?
Madison Square Garden.
Question number two. Jonas Brothers have announced the Burning Up tour all over again. It's a two-night event at Madison Square Garden on August 20th and 21st that celebrates the band's beloved 2008 Burning Up Tour. Those general public tickets go on sale, by the way, this Friday at 10 a.m. The Jonas Brothers are set to star in which film that's going to drop on Disney Plus in August?
Camp Rock 3.
As we move to question number three, country superstar Garth Brooks has announced a new arena tour. A Blame It All on My Roots tour kicks off August 21st and 22nd in Indianapolis. They're going to announce more dates. They're going to announce, and that's expected to be happening soon. So which Garth Brooks song starts with the lyrics, Blame It All on My Roots?
Blame It All on My Roots. I got friends in low places.
Yes, it is. Question. Why are you looking at me in this challenging way that when I play this that you're also going to one-up the ding? It was just a correct...
I'm not one-upping the ding. I just enjoy playing that ding. It's very...
It goes great with your ding.
Yeah, it does.
It's like a nice blend of dings.
Oh, my God.
Just go. Please just ask the next question, please.
Tim's like laying down
I
now.
I can't. All right.
Question number four. I think it already did. Mariska Hargitay has been announced as the host of the 78th Emmy Awards. I can't look at Stevie. I can't look over here. Becoming the first woman to MC television's biggest night in 15 years. So the last woman to host was which comedian whose breakout role was playing Sue Sylvester in which comedy musical series?
Jane Lynch in Glee.
Question number five.
Jen, you got to get this one or we'll have a tiebreaker.
It sure is, Tim.
Question number five, Margaret
that.
Qualley skips Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce's wedding while her husband Jack Antonoff attended, sparking online.
Wait, who's the name?
Jack Antonoff's wife.
Oh, okay.
Margaret Qualley is her name.
Oh, okay.
So she didn't go, he did go. That's sparking all sorts of rumors. Mm-hmm. Neither of them have commented on the rumors, if anything's going on or not going on. We'll see what happened. Jack Antonoff was in which band from 2008 to 2015?
Fun.
It was the band Fun. Final total, Stevie.
That was good, Jen.
Thank you, Stevie.
Emily 4, Jen 5.
Oh,
close.
That was a good game, Emily. Good battle.
Thank you.
I'm sorry for our immaturity throughout.
All I've done is play correct dings. That's all.
So have I, just like that.
All right, Emily. Thank you for listening.
Stop turning it down.
I'm not turning it down. I also play a music. I'm also trying to run something on here, not just
fine.
Emily, it has been a day.
It has.
She yelled at me about Odyssey points.
Please, it started yesterday when you tried to give away our goose. Like, I can't you.
Emily.
This week.
Would you work with your ex?
Hell no.
Yeah. Of course not!
Much smarter than us.
All right, Emily, you know what you need to say. Thank you for playing.
All right. I'm Emily Lakewood, and I did not trump Dewey.
Karen is in Strongsville. She's ready. Going to play us round of Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It is brought to you by Apex Skin. Hey, Karen, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
What, Tim? What'd you say? Oh, you do? Thank you for telling us.
It's your fault, too, Steve. You're not fault-free.
Oh, shoot. I hit it again. Oh, thanks, Tim.
Sorry, Karen.
Karen, welcome to the game.
I'm really rooting for you, Karen. Really rooting
Tim,
for
are you excited? Oh, yeah, good. Me too.
I love cookies.
Going to grab that.
So
who doesn't?
Oh, I meant to hit the cookies on there.
Wow.
Again, we're on day three. Sorry.
All right, Karen, whenever you're ready, and I hope it's soon, ask Jen to leave the room.
Jen, please leave the room.
Yes, I'll leave. Okay. All right. Good luck, Karen.
Karen's the best. Producer Stevie is keeping track of the score. It's partially her fault, so. Yeah, but I blamed you. You probably put in. She didn't put it in her audio. You probably put all the audio in.
I did.
No way she put that in audio in by herself.
Nope, she just set it up on the.
Yeah,
you're
blame free for 3 days. Oh. You're like the main culprit outside of Dan.
I was told to do it.
All right. Here we go, Karen. Five questions we'll ask you. Timer's involved. Just make sure you give us the answer before you hear that buzzer. That's what we ask of you. When you're done, we will bring Jen back into the studio. Ask her the same five questions. If you answer more correctly than Jen, you've won the game. So here we go. Dwayne Johnson, obviously, this is the beginning of question number one, made the premiere of the live-action Moana a family affair. So he brought his wife and their two daughters, as well as his mom. Moana is set to hit theaters on Friday. Are you planning to watch the live-action version of Moana? Yes or no?
Of course, yes.
I hope this is good. I don't know why I have a slight fear.
I mean, yeah, it's just Moana, but like...
I know. So. I hope that it's good. My daughter loved Moana when she was...
Are you going to go see it, Tim?
I really want to. I want my daughter to want to go see it, too. We'll see. Question number two. Mariska Hargitay has been announced as the host of the 78th Emmy Awards, becoming the first woman to MC television's biggest night in 15 years. Now, Mariska Hargitay is known for playing Olivia Benson on which long-running crime-slash-detective drama series?
Oh, I love this one. SVU, Special Victims Unit.
Such a good show. Question
number
three.
I've been watching that on TikTok as well.
You have been?
Just on TikTok.
Yeah, yeah. Question number three. It's so funny. Izzy, my daughter has, and I didn't know, she's like really into the World Cup. And I said, well, where are you? Because we were texting yesterday about Argentina coming back. I said, where are you watching this? She's like, it's TikTok live. She's watching everything on there. That's great. Question number three. So we're having all this soccer chat, which a month ago, I don't know if I knew anybody on any team.
She knows more than you.
She does, yeah. Question number three. The Britney Spears biopic is one step closer to reality. So Universal has tapped a new girl creator to write the upcoming movie. The film will adapt Britney's 2023 memoir, The Woman in Me. So that's what's going to be happening. What is the first name of the teacher who moves into the loft in the first episode when we're talking about New Girl and is played by Zooey Deschanel?
Miss Hot Stuff.
Let's go with that. Question number four. Charlie XCX has unveiled the full track list for her upcoming album, Music, Fashion, Film. That's going to arrive towards the end of the month on July 24th. Her seventh studio album, seventh studio album.
Apparently.
I know. Will feature 11 songs. Charlie XCX's breakout song was the 2014 track Boom Clap, which was a part of the soundtrack for which coming-of-age romantic drama that was based on a best-selling novel by John Green?
She's not that into you.
Question number five. Phoebe Bridgers has a special treat for fans on her song Lost Boys, dropping a video game online inspired by games like RuneScape and also Temple Run. Oh, Temple Run. I used to have that all the time.
That's a great game. I think I need to bring that one back.
Oh, that is such a great game. It's so funny. That's right. So Phoebe Bridgers is also one-third of which indie supergroup alongside Lucy Dacus and also Julian Baker?
Dixie Chicks.
Let's go with Dixie Chicks is the answer for question number five. So let's see how you did. And we'll ask Jen the same five questions in 3 minutes. Let's continue this round of Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It is brought to you by Apex Skin. So Karen's in Strongsville. She did her job, answered five questions a minute ago. Now Jen Tui is back into the studio. Now we need to let Karen know how she did.
Karen got two.
Ooh.
Good job, Karen.
Two.
Those are tough.
Today.
Oh, boy.
Stevie.
Sorry, Jen.
Same five questions we asked Karen. Tough questions, according to Darren. Karen.
They're not that easy. I'll say that.
Stevie, you're even saying they're hard?
Well, after you read them, it makes you realize they're not the easiest.
Question number one. Dwayne Johnson made the premiere of the live action Moana. It was a family affair. He brought his wife and their two daughters, as well as his mom. Moana is set to hit theaters on Friday. Our question to you, are you planning on watching the live action version of Moana? Yes or no?
No.
Like ever in life?
Wow. Why do you hate Moana?
I don't. Great I movie. Love Moana. I just don't no. have current plans. The question was, do you have plans to watch it? I don't.
I'm a little nervous. Is this going to be a home run? Is this going to be good? You know how much Izzy loved Moana back in the day, and I'm just very... Is it going to dominate the box office and get great reviews, or is it not?
The last I heard about it was everyone didn't like...
The hair
on Dwayne Johnson. Yeah, on The Rock. So we'll see.
Question number two. Mariska Hargitay has been announced as the host of the 78th Emmy Awards, becoming the first woman to MC television's biggest night in 15 years. Now, she is known for playing Olivia Benson on which long-running crime-slash-detective drama series?
Law & Order SVU.
Question number three, the Britney Spears biopic is one step closer to reality. The Universal has tapped the New Girl creator to write the upcoming movie. The film is going to adapt Britney's 2023 memoir, The Woman in Me. What is the first name when we're talking about New Girl? What is the first name of the teacher who moves into the loft in the first episode and was played by Zooey Deschanel?
I was going to say her name, Zooey Deschanel. It is Samantha.
Jessica.
You never watched New Girl?
I did. I actually watched like the first two seasons of that.
How do you not know her name? It's like in the song.
It was like a long time ago.
Give us a song, Stevie.
No, thank you.
Question number four. Charlie XCX has unveiled.
She does say it's me, Jess, though.
Jess. Charlie XCX has unveiled the full track list for her upcoming album, Music, Fashion, Film. It arrives July 24th. Her seventh studio album is going to feature 11 songs. Charlie XCX's breakout song was the 2014 track Boom Clap, which was a part of the soundtrack for which coming-of-age romantic drama based on the best-selling novel by John Green.
It was Mean Girls. I don't know.
You gonna buzz yourself or? Oh, same time. The Fault in Our Stars. Question number five.
Jen, you gotta get this one, or it's a tiebreaker.
Thank you, Jen.
Bridgers has a special treat for fans of her song Lost Boys, dropping a video game online inspired by games like RuneScape and also Temple Run. Stevie and I are going to re-download that game we talked about.
Sure
when
are.
We're
Temple Run is great.
Phoebe Bridgers.
What?
That's almost like not playing Candy Crush at some point in time.
2014 without Temple Run.
Oh, I birthed a child in 2014, so that
the whole year
is probably
why. 2012.
You don't sleep when you birth a child.
That's another reason to play your game.
That's fair.
Phoebe Bridgers is also one third of the indie supergroup alongside Lucy Dacus, and Julian Baker.
Wait, what? I need the name of the group.
Yes.
It's the Bridgertons.
Oh, because Phoebe Bridgers. I see.
Boy, you buzzed yourself. Yeah. Boy genius. Where are we at now, Stevie?
We're tied at two.
Oh, the tiebreaker is so fun.
I guess they were hard.
They were a little challenging, Stevie. I'm not going to lie. I really do, Tim.
You don't have a comeback for that one.
No, I really don't. So, oh, wait. Yeah, I do. Oh, I guess that doesn't work then.
So here we go.
Shoot.
Closest to the actual number without going over the timer is still in play. You need to give me your answer before you hear the buzzer. Jen's writing down her answer as Karen will be giving me her answer. Once again, closest to the actual number without going over. So you both knew question number two, Law & Order SVU. Law & Order Special Victims Unit is currently airing which season? Here's your timer.
23,
Jen Tui.
I wrote down 19.
It is currently airing season 27.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Congratulations. You did it, Karen. You trumped me.
Those were tough questions.
They were very tough questions. And the reason I went with 19 is, don't they always say Grey's Anatomy is like one of the longest running TV dramas? I was like, oh, it has to be less than what, 22? Something like that.
Maybe that show came out like 1999.
That's crazy. Oh my gosh. Well done. Very good job. Apex Skin is going to spoil you with a $50 gift card. You're going to be qualified for that $250 grand prize, and they are just fantastic. So you're going to love that. Oh, plus you get
a mug.
A Jen Tim Show mug.
Absolutely. Now tell everybody who you are and tell everybody what you just did.
This is Karen from Strongsville, and I trumped Tui.